Are you ready to fill your soul with the sustenance it needs? Look no further. Bishop Joshua Fonseca's Soul Food Podcast. You can listen anytime to these engaging messages of faith. From testimonies and real-life stories to musical entertainment, is here to satisfy your spiritual hunger. Tune in today for a journey of hope, strength, and truth, and be uplifted with each episode wherever you are. Don't let your soul go hungry. It's time for some soul food.
Not caring what people think will be the best choice you ever make. Bro, this old I want to be popular stuff is basic. I know you see the cool kids. They dress fresh, they get the attention, they turning up, they going to parties, and you want to be like them, right? Keep it 100. Sometimes you feel like you're not enough, right? Well, I'm telling you, you are enough. You were born original. Don't you dare die a copy. You were born to stand out. Stop trying to fit in. Popularity does not mean quality, but I get it. I get it. See, in this crazy world we live in, it has no chill. Some people are loved for being fake, and others are judged for being real. But you have to be real. Never stop. Because it's better to be hated for who you are than liked for who you're not. So what if you don't fit in? So what if you're not perfect? Do you know how diamond experts can tell if a diamond is real or worthless? See, the fake diamonds are perfect. The real ones have flaws. And just like that, fake people appear perfect. Real people make mistakes and have flaws. And let me tell you this, the coolest people don't care about being cool. The people who care about being cool are the saddest. When they go home, they're not happy with who they are. Because see, popularity is when other people like you. True happiness is when you like you. See, me and you, bro, we got the same story. See, I was that shy kid. There was nothing I wanted more than for people to like me, but it didn't happen. And I would always think like, why? Why can't more people like me? And then it dawned on me. See, me not being popular gave me time to work on me. And when I worked on me, everything changed. When I had the courage to be me, people started coming to me. See, I found out that I was enough already. And just like that, you are enough already. See, nobody has lived your life. Nobody can tell your story. So pick your head up. Don't dim your light so that others don't have to squint. Don't hide your shine underneath the shade. Don't trade your dignity for popularity. You may not be popular now, but you will be great one day. Right now, you may not be well known, but one day you will be worth knowing. So keep focusing on you. And don't worry about what these people think, mainly because most people don't think. Most people will judge you based on an opinion from somebody else. Man, treat these people like coupons and cut them out of your life. Leave them on red. It's time to focus on you. You may not see it now, but in 5 years, none of this popularity stuff is gonna matter. See, popularity ends on yearbook day. What you build and who you become will last the rest of your life. So don't let them write your story. You keep caring about what people think, you will forever be their slave. And you're stronger than that. So never forget who you are, because it is who you are that makes you great.
You are now listening to Soul Food with Bishop Joshua. Don't stop listening, there is more soul food to share.
Personal, personal, personal. Let's stay for a while and play. Girl, let's make this a moment. Oh,
giving you the best of me. Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. Oh, having you close to me. Amazing. Outrageous. Oh. Give your best to me.
Oh.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Here's breakfast. Lost track of time, but we had a ball. Let's catch a movie.
A movie.
Then dinner. Tonight's the night. We'll just unwind and stay. Hey. Let's stay personal, personal, personal. Let's stay for a while and play. Such a beautiful moment. Oh,
giving you the best of me.
Ooh,
amazing.
The thorn in the flesh today. Everybody knows what a thorn is all about. Imagine if you have a thorn piercing your flesh, inside of your flesh. Well, I need you to pay attention, very close attention to this message. The Bible says, Paul said, lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of revelations. The revelations was the blessings, victories, successes. A thorn in the flesh was given to me, he said. The thorn in the flesh means challenging situation. A pain in the flesh. He said a message of Satan to bath me. A thorn always originates with Satan. Lest I be exalted above measure. So God's goal is to protect us from over reliance on ourselves and pride. Let me explain that to you. The Apostle Paul was a blessed man, full of revelations, ideas, directions. Remember that the Apostle Paul, from him, the church grew a lot. Because he was a persecutor of the church. He was an evil man. The Lord transformed his life. And he had revelations. The church grew, increased a lot all over through the Apostle Paul, right? Very well. But then came a thorn in the flesh, like a disease, like a problem that came to him. And Satan was the one, was not God. I know many churches, many religious people say God put a thorn in his flesh. That was not God. God is not a dictator, right? God is not a monster. He does not put any thorn, but Satan does. And when Paul had the thorn in his flesh, it was painful. Let us continue reading next. Concerning these things, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. Paul prayed, he prayed to God 3 times, asking for the thorn to be removed. But God did not take the thorn in his flesh away. Why not? Because it was necessary. It was necessary for that thorn to be in his flesh. He prayed to God. But that thorn was necessary. Sometimes, or many times, you don't understand. You pray. You gave your life to God. You read the Bible. You are a Christian. You have a clean life. But then something happened to you. Something happened that becomes like a thorn in the flesh. It is necessary. You have a thorn in your flesh. It is necessary. God does not put it. Satan does. He's the one that brings the thorn in the flesh, because Satan wants you to give up. Because Satan wants you to curse God. Remember the wife of Job? What did she do? She said to the husband, curse God and die at once. Because he was sick. He lost everything. He lost all his kids. And this is what Satan wants. Satan wants you to give up on your faith. Satan wants you to look to the problem more than to God. When you look down, you see Satan, problems. But when you look up, you look to God, you see the solution. And now it says, and he said to me, God said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weaknesses. Therefore, most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. You may not have all you want. I'm talking to you now. You may not have all you want, may not have solved a particular problem or achieved a goal, your goal, or maybe you are battling illness, or are still single, or divorced. God is telling you what he told Paul. My grace is sufficient to you. He's saying, my grace is sufficient to you. You might not have yet what you have. It is coming. All that you have now is just a thorn in the flesh. Do not give up. Do not give up. God is with you. He has chosen you. Do not bow down to the thorn. But the thorn is necessary. But at the end, he said, my grace is sufficient to you. Which means that when you have this problem, when you have this situation, believe after that, something great is going to happen. Something great, and greater will be your testimony. I am saying to you, greater will be your testimony.
Oh, it hurts the most, 'cause I don't know the code. Maybe I shouldn't have cried when you left and told me not to wait.
I feel like no one loves me.
Never want me.
It's always been me.
I always feel like my voice isn't heard.
I feel like I'm drowning and no one can help me.
What's back?
Is life worth living?
But now, if you suffer from paranormal activities, you are not going crazy. No, you are not going crazy. Something is going on. You are in a spiritual warfare. You are under spiritual attacks.
If you need help, we are here for you.
You can call us. You can count on us. The helpline is available. You are not going to leave a message. We have men, women of God to take your call.
Give us a call today at 1-888-332-4141. Our helpline is available 24 hours a day for you to receive one-on-one counseling and prayer. Peace is a state of mind that can be achieved through conscious effort and self-reflection. Numerous individuals yearn for peace, but find themselves feeling lonely. And unfulfilled despite striving to fit in with societal norms. They live in a perception of happiness. Experiencing loss and setbacks, they struggle to cope with the resulting suffering. Tormented by a malevolent force that drains their happiness and dominates their thoughts. Due to the loss of a loved one or something so valuable, many try to drink away the emptiness in their soul. Trying out different drugs to numb all the pain they have growing inside of them. And even starting to live a life of crime to survive on the streets. You feel so lost in the world and want to take away the only thing you have left, your life. As this inner turmoil builds up, it leads to anger and self-destructive behavior, harming both themselves and those around them. You watch others around you have the happiness you wish you had, while you suffer in silence. Listen, you don't need to continue living like this anymore. There is true peace, and it's here for you.
They did not bow down to the thorn. They overcame him. Let me read something for you here. When he said, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproach, in needs, persecution, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, somebody to say over there, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Religious people misinterpret this verse and wrongly think they are destined to live in misery and defeat. Paul said, for Christ's sake means that whatever unpleasant situation we are going through at present will in time be understood and will glorify his name. Maybe you don't understand what is going on. You don't understand what is going on, but you are facing a hard situation. You have the thorn in the flesh, but this situation will glorify God in a near future. I said, near future. I'm sure you are familiar with this phrase. When life gives you lemons, you make what? You make a delicious lemonade. What does not destroy you makes you stronger. It makes you stronger. So let us take this lemonade and drink it to glorify the Lord. Life gives you lemons. They are sour. They are sour. Nobody likes taking or eating lemon. Nobody. I do. Yes. Every morning I make sure that I take my 2 lemons without water, nothing. I did it this morning. For me, it's good. You don't like, no? I do. Every morning I do the same. It is good. It is healthy. But listen, when life gives you sour lemon, what do? Make a sweet, a delicious lemonade. Meaning that you take the thorns in the flesh and make it to be your testimony. Make it to be your testimony, your beautiful testimony.
There are times that God doesn't stop the strong winds, but holds your feet firmly to the rock. There are times He doesn't calm the storm, but climbs into your boat so that it doesn't sink. There are times He allows your burdens to grow heavier, but strengthens your arms. Further down the road, He will show you that what you went through today was necessary to make you stronger for the days ahead. There is no victory without a fight, and no reward without effort. Later on, you will realize that God was caring for you every step of the way. And because of that, you have always overcome. God is the size of your faith.
Thank you for listening in. That's all the soul food we have to share today. Stay tuned to the next episode on Soul Food and keep your notifications on. Share each episode with your friends and family to feed their souls. Give the food that lasts forever.